Defense officials, congressional leaders, and lawmakers honored members of the famed African-American regiment from New York that served during World War I in a ceremony Wednesday on Capitol Hill.
Descendants of those who served in the Harlem Hellfighters were given the Congressional Gold Medal to celebrate the 369th Infantry Regiment's bravery during the Great War. After accepting the medal from House Speaker Mike Johnson, Deborah Willett spoke about her grandfather, Sergeant Leander Willett.
I know that my grandfather and the other brave men that fought alongside him never thought that their courage and their exploits would be celebrated in such a revered setting. And I thank all of you for giving them this honor.
The Germans gave them the name Hellfighters due to their relentless spirit. The French decorated them. But in America, they returned to racism. House Speaker Johnson noted that this honor has been long overdue.
They faced persistent persecution and discrimination in the ranks, but they swore an oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. And they kept that oath with their lives. Though the days of World War I are becoming a distant memory, the lessons of courage and honor and duty that we learned from these men endures to this day and beyond.
This salute to service is brought to you by the Odyssey Radio Group, proud to serve veterans and the Wichita community. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
6:36, Stephen, 10 in the morning here on this Thursday, September 4th. On this date, 68 years ago, 1957, Ford began selling the Edsel. It was taken off the market 3 years later.
Uh-oh.
Never quite caught on with folks. Now, my neighbor, living across the street for 40 years, Carl McWhorter, who has since passed, in his big two-car garage behind his house that he built himself years ago, he had a 1958 Edsel on blocks back there all the time I knew him. He, like I say, he passed away several years ago. I don't know what became of that Edsel. It wasn't drivable, but he had the whole shell there, and he was going to do something with it. He never got around to it. It was just a car that was named after Mr. Ford's son?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what was the problem with the Edsel?
I don't know. It just didn't catch on. I think it had, well, for one thing, I don't know. I think it had one of those transmissions or one of those that you did with push buttons up here on the left.
Okay.
That is one thing. That's the only thing I remember. I have heard people say, what a bad car. It just, maybe it was not marketed properly. It just never caught on. So there you go. I was thinking
I heard that it had like too many bells and whistles. It wasn't a very cohesive.
Yeah, I wonder if it was technically
vehicle.
Way ahead of where it should have been.
Right.
Well, if you could do a little research, I bet we could find out. People for looking for ways to travel and save money in 2027 have until Friday to get Frontier Airlines Go Wild All You Can Fly passes for just $299.
Down from $300.
Down from its usual price of $599.
Oh, okay.
With this pass, travelers get unlimited flights to more than 100 destinations across the U.S., Latin America, the Caribbean, and Puerto Rico. Customers can start using it right away. You know what? If I was retired and I was going to do some traveling, that might be a real good bargain. $299 one time to go on all those flights? What do you think? I don't know. We'll find out.
I feel like there's a catch.
It's got to be. You're on standby for every one of them or something.
Yeah.
Can't be that good. 6:39, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Time for our commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Tuesday, there were a few new record highs made in the cattle complex, but yesterday, there were none made. The live cattle and the feeder cattle futures all traded and closed on the negative side, but they were able to bounce off their session lows. Now, most contracts made two session lows yesterday. There was a true lack of fresh market moving news for our cattle complex, and after more contract highs on Tuesday, we saw the lean hogs yesterday close negative. At the close, October live cattle $1.20 lower at $238.32. October feeders, 220 lower at 361.50, and October lean hogs, $1.72 lower at 93.82. Now, Wednesday, the wheat, corn, and entire soybean complex closed negative and also traded mostly negative throughout the session. Allendale has estimated the U.S. corn yield at 187.5 bushels per acre and soybeans at 53.3 bushels per acre. Overnight, new contract lows were made in the wheat futures, and the corn and soybeans are also trading lower. December Kansas City wheat currently 5.5 cents lower, 504.75. December corn down 0.75 cents at 417.25. November beans down 5.25 at 1026.25. October crude oil 55 cents lower at 63.42. December gold down $31.60 at 3604, while the September S&P is 10.5 points higher at 6467.5. September dollar index 19 cents higher at 98.27, and September Dow Jones futures 10 points higher at 45,318. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Now, Tom, are you old enough to remember the Ford Edsel?
I'm probably old enough, but I don't really remember it that well. You know, I know it existed and stuff. I think I remember Mossel talking, one of the biggest problems was it was a little bit ahead of its time.
Yeah, there's too many bells and whistles and whatever. Yeah. Well, I don't. I'll tell you what. I know how that feels. I went out and test drove a car. I'm not going to say who and where it was, but I just took a ride around the block in this thing, and I looked at that panel and some of the crap that was coming up, and I said, man, if I ever tried to drive this thing, I would wreck it in 4 seconds. It's just got, there's too much there. And, you know, but Detroit keeps selling them and people keep running into each other. So what can I say? It's not that I'm stupid. Well, maybe that's true, but also.
No, you're not. I mean,
it's confusing.
Yeah.
I mean, but the car I have, it has a flat tire now and then. And a little picture comes up there and says, your tire pressure's low. Now, to get that thing off of there, that's the message, it takes almost an act of Congress. You can go through it, and you can do it. Shelley and I have done it. It took us about a half an hour to find out how to do it. Then it found out that if you just leave it alone, in about 40 miles, it'll take care of itself. So there you go. Now, do you want to be too proactive with these computers, you know? Anyway, remember that.
You know, I see now there's a vehicle that's got a dash that goes plumb across the entire front of the vehicle.
Gauges, yeah, okay.
But over on the passenger side, yeah, that's so they can watch, you know, videos and things, but you cannot see it from the driver's seat.
Oh, how about that? So you could be, you know, your wife could be driving the car, and you could be watching some some questionable videos over there, and she wouldn't even know about it, right?
Exactly. Of course, I never would have thought of that, Steve. Thanks for the idea.
Go with that. Okay.
Yeah. She's driving the car and he's over there watching Cattle Gone Wild.
Cattle Gone Wild. Yeah. All right, sir. Thank you. We will check with you again tomorrow morning. That's Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities coming up. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. He's going to be kind of an ag show today. Says, don't worry, we'll plow through this.
Get it?
Get it? That's on the way. Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.